Today, there are 2 million descendants of French-Canadian immigrants living in New England. These are our stories. Welcome to the French-Canadian Legacy Podcast.
Venez tous jeunes filles et garçons, je vais vous raconter l'histoire de notre immigration ici au USA, de grands aventuriers des pays étrangers.
This is the French-Canadian Legacy Podcast. I am Jesse Martineau. I am very excited to be able to say that again. I know for a lot of people, it's been a bit since we've heard that introduction. I'm very excited to say we have a full season of episodes ready to be released. I know a question that Mike and I have gotten for a while is whether or not we are going to be continuing on with the podcast. And life has been difficult. It's certainly been different since I switched jobs, for sure. Mike's also picked up a new job. He's got a new position as well. So things have been kind of crazy for us, but we have always tried to hold on to the fact that this podcast is not going to stop. We are going to keep going. But what we have done instead of having the kind of inconsistent kind of schedule that we had towards the end of our last run of the podcast is we've recorded a number of episodes in advance so that we can be sure to have 10 consistent episodes all ready to go. And so it's going to be very, very exciting. The first of these is going to be released, or the first preview episode will be released on April 30th, which is very, very fun because we're all back together. Mike is going to be producing it all over again. We got Melody Desjardins handling the news segment for us again. It's great to be back. It's way fun. And we are very excited about some of the episodes that we have coming up. We'll be hearing from a big fan, friend of the podcast, Joseph Dunn. We'll be back from New Orleans to talk about something that happened a while ago. It's, to be fair, this is a episode we recorded a while ago, but it's still very relevant. And that's kind of the impact of President Macron's trip to New Orleans. Of course, it happened a couple years ago, I think, now. So it's been a bit, but there's still definitely that impact there. So I think that's a worthwhile conversation. We've talked to Melissa Burrill, who was in charge of starting up the new foundation in Detroit, which is very cool. We've talked quite a bit about the new foundation down in New Orleans. Now we have the opportunity. They have a new branch for the first time, first branch outside of New Orleans. And I think appropriately enough, it's in Detroit, the old, you know, American Northwest. Was a place that was, you know, majorly impacted by Franco-American, French-Canadian immigration. And so we have the fact that they're opening up a new foundation office there, a branch, I should say, there. That's terrific. So we'll have her on the program. We talked to Eric Bellevaux and Jan Lauzon. Raconte Moins Inceste. And these are a couple of really interesting guys. They have a YouTube show, in which they do a bunch of super interesting things, like telling just the stories of their ancestors. I mean, it's clearly a passion for them. They kind of met through the world of genealogy, but they do so much more than just genealogy. And I had the privilege of being on their program. So it was super exciting to be able to talk to them. Similarly, we have Philippe Aubry, the Histoire d'un Nord, another YouTube show. So that was just kind of fun to be able to speak to Philippe Aubry about this. And it is fascinating. It's a story of a region in Quebec that I did not know a ton about. Obviously, there's little stories of different places in Quebec that are generally unfamiliar. But this one has a strong tie to the United States and to those of us who have families that immigrated down from Quebec. And so that was a really cool discussion to be able to connect with him. Also, on this upcoming season, we have Tony Derois. Now, Tony is going to be known to some of you who have purchased the book that my sister and I were very fortunate to write a chapter in, French All Around Us, because Tony also has a chapter in that book. Down in Florida, and he's doing a bunch of exciting things. And to talk about some of the projects that he's worked on is going to be terrific. Just amazing voice. You can just tell the way you can't listen to Tony talk for more than, 2 seconds without absolutely realizing that this guy has a complete passion for what we do. And he's looking to do invest time, effort, energy, whatever it takes to advance this cause that means so much to us, which is why I think it was really cool to be able to talk to him on the podcast. Also, we got to talk to you. One of the things I like to do, obviously, in past shows, I've interviewed hosts of other podcasts, and I got another one in this upcoming season, Eric Yanis from the Other States of America podcast. Now, this one is, I listen to podcasts nonstop. That's just one of the things I do. And Eric Yanis's podcast is really fun. He's a history teacher out of the state of New York, and he's just the way he tells stories is awesome. Like, he doesn't read a script. He just has note cards and he just comes off the top of his head, and you can tell just by listening the way he delivers his podcast, his information, the topics, the stories he tells. Super fun, especially since he told a lot of stuff on his podcast about early New France, things that I was not super familiar with. And so we're going to be able to get some of those stories from Eric Yanis of the Other States of America podcast. We also have Dr. Paul Buck. Now, Dr. Buck is someone I heard give a podcast in French, actually. And so I'll be able to talk to him, which was really exciting. He is an expert. He's up in University of Maine, Fort Kent. Not from there originally. He's a crazy, super interesting personal history. But to be able to talk to him about his history and about just the unique place that is the St. John Valley. I mean, that's a place Mike and I have talked about before, a place we absolutely have to go to. And so we get the opportunity to hear from Dr. Buck about that region, that area. And two more episodes that we got coming up. This not the first one that we're going to release, but the one afterwards. We're talking to Joseph Bolton. Now, Joseph, again, is a super interesting individual with a very unique background, personal history. And what he has done is he has taken his passion, his motivation for what we do here, and he started a French Canadian festival that we're going to have in Leominster, Massachusetts this summer that this podcast is going to be very excited to be a part of. Get to go down there and be a part of that festival. And so we talked to him about kind of his story, where he's coming from, and about the entire festival itself, which is very, very cool. And then finally, the very first one of this first episode of this season, and we're going to call it a season of the French Canadian Legacy podcast, Sarah Lefort. Now, this is cool because we've talked to a lot of different types of people here on the podcast. Obviously, you guys probably well familiar with that. Obviously, we've had, college professors, researchers, poets, playwrights, actors, politicians, all kind of musicians. I mean, just a ton of different types of people that we've had on this program. One that we have not had before is a professional athlete. And this is what we're starting off this season with. Professional athlete Sarah Lefort from the Professional Women's Hockey League, which plays for the Montreal team, and herself has a major connection to this region because she played her college hockey in Boston. So we get to go into that story quite a bit as well. So we're very excited. We're back. You're going to be hearing us now for a number of weeks. And it's just great to be back again with the new season. Mike and I putting together the new season of the French Canadian Legacy podcast.
Now our fathers look at us and sigh with despair to think that everything they love we simply do not share. But the spirit never dies, our culture will survive. Each of us must choose how much to keep alive. Each of us must choose how much to keep alive.
Special thanks to Josie Vachon for providing the music. You can find more about her at josievachon.com. This podcast was produced and edited by Mike Campbell. If you have any questions or comments, please email us at fclpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at FCL Podcast for more information about the topics discussed. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to this episode.